Yesterday, we heard from Kerry ahead of Sunday's All-Ireland. Well, today it's time to sample the mood of the Dubs, who are confident they can bring Sam home on Sunday. Conor Hunt reports.
Up the Dubs!
In the shadow of Croke Park and on its surrounding streets, support for the Dubs is clear. The bunting is up. They're hoping, expecting Sam's return. On the well-trodden Clonliffe Road, the women from Ballybock, Gaa Fermaz trains once a week and caters for those who've never played GAA before. But today, the team are out decking a house in blue. Tanya Bean is a Croker regular and is expecting a tough game on Sunday from the old enemy.
Can't wait. I think it's going to be a great game. Dublin Kerry's always a great game. You know, there's great rivalry between the two teams, like, you know, and I think so far they've been two of the best teams. So I think it's going to be, no matter what the result, it's going to be epic. But obviously, I'm hoping it's a Dublin win. It's always extra special. I think it just goes back over the years, like the rivalry between the two, the, you know, the crack between the fans and everything, like, you know, the banter that everyone has. Like, you know, it's always, everyone's always up for the game when it's Dublin and Kerry.
Does it matter more when you beat Kerry, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a great uplift in the community when matches are on, especially the Dubs, you know, because you'll have, it's a bit rainy at the minute, but come Sunday, like, you know, everyone will have buntings out. The whole area is uplifted, like, everyone's in great form, great spirits. So it's great.
What's your prediction?
I'm saying 117 to 114 to the Dubs.
Up the Dubs.
Up the Dubs.
Up the road in Glasnevin, the kids at Nafina are up for the match. The club is home to, among others, the current Dublin manager, Desi Farrell. His clubmates have his back and are predicting a Dublin win, a thrashing even.
Dublin are going to win by a lot.
Dublin's going to win in the by like 15 points.
15 points.
Yes,
let's go. I think Dublin's going to win because last time I predicted it, they won for last week on the semi-finals, and I really hope they win.
I think Dublin are going to get revenge from last year against Kerry. I think it's going to be a great match.
Dublin are going to win 3-17 points to 1-6 points.
But there's a wariness here too. This astute analysis from Grace Delamere capturing the fear of many Dubs.
I think Kerry's going to win.
But I won way more, but I want Dublin to win.
So you think Kerry's going to win?
But I want Dublin to win.
Okay, and why do you think Kerry's going to win?
Because David Clifford.
Hold on.
Ah yes, David Clifford, the former Dublin defender Johnny Cooper used to tackle that particular problem. He's a handful, no doubt, he says, but he predicts Dublin have the squad to prevail.
Yes, massive rivalry, and it's close. I think when you map out the two 15s and the players that might come on, I think it's going to be really close. I think it's going to come down to a couple of decisions and a couple of plays here and there, to be fair. I'm absolutely biased, subconsciously, consciously, in every other way, backing the lads, the Dublin lads, to do it, and I think they might do it.
Does it G up the players a little bit more, do you think, on the Dub side when they're playing Kerry?
I think it sharpens the mind and sharpens the focus. They know there's going to be, you know, a ball here and a time there and a window there that are all going to be very fine margins. So from that point of view, they'll have to be really sharp. It doesn't really gee them up in any other motivational factor. More the focus will be heightened.
Would you like to be out there yourself on Sunday?
Selfishly, of course, but also selfishly, I can't take back time. I had 11 years, very happy years, representing the Fianna in the Dublin jersey. So I've done my time. Now it's trying to watch them and trying to clap them on.
Have you got a ticket?
No ticket yet. No, this is the issue when you're not playing anymore. I have no tickets. I'll have to go scrounging at the end of the week.
The question now, of course, is who'll be shouting the loudest come Sunday evening?
Up the Dubs!
Up the Dubs. There you go. Conor Hunt reporting.